I took a little break on the other side in between these tapes. I went down the stairs and watched a television show of Dean Martin. Very funny and very enjoyable. So I might have lost my trend of thought. I'll have to get going on another line of thought here. It's 10 o'clock at night, and I have all this night to myself to talk to my baby. So I guess I'll start with, what shall I t start with? Start with Cindy. How are you, Cindy? Hello, Cindy. Come on, Cindy. Come on, babe. Come on, gal. Come on, Cindy. Sit up. Here's Carly. Sit up, Cindy. Here, Cindy. Here, Cindy. Here, Cindy. Come on, Cindy. Sit up. Come on, babe. How's my little dog? Is she a good little dog? Are you enjoying her, honey? You wrote in your last letter that she was doing real fine, and that you certainly did enjoy her. And I hope that she keeps you good company for a long time. You said you'd been watching the Miss America pageant, and I don't know, I guess I won't see who won that for some time, until we get some magazines out here. And you said that you were happy that I was satisfied with my job a little better, sounded a little better. You said you had my blood test, which was taken a month ago, and it came back normal. The six things you were tested for are on the card, which I don't understand, like WBC, CMM, and PBI. And my cholesterol up, huh? Well, that's, guess I was, should be way down, because I was pretty skinny and bad health when I took that crazy thing. So, but I guess it's, I'm pretty healthy. I don't think there's anything wrong with me. Received a letter for you from the certified public accountants in Denver. It was an audit confirmation card for you to sign in regards to the shares you bought from Bosworth Sullivan. I just happened to look in the paper tonight, one that came through of September the 5th, I think it was, and those crazy things have gone up $2. I bought them at 17, and they're now 19 something. You know how much that is? I got 350 shares. There's $700 that in effect that I've made right now, which would, I could turn around and sell them and get the money I put into them right now, and that's only a month away. So if they go up and up and up, then I should have had a pretty good stock. Maybe that's the way to buy it. All the guys that work have bought shares or play the stock market think that's the craziest way to do things, because they get an enjoyment out of playing the stock market like a guy does betting on the horse races. And I think maybe there's about the same kind of a thrill. There's an interesting book I'm reading now called The Money Game by a guy, Adam Smith. I guess that isn't his name, but he writes an interesting book about the way they play, the people who really play the market for enjoyment, play it. They They don't. They say they don't care whether they lose money or win money. But they just they play to win, of course. But they play mostly trying to outguess the market. The money is only secondary. It's just the thrill of playing the game and winning. But I guess if you got enough money to back you, you can get your feet wet and little things. And if they go up, all right. If they go down, why, protect yourself so they don't go too much below what you paid for them, and you won't lose too much money. I'm glad to hear that Lou likes his new job. And you think he's working a little harder, huh? Well, you probably have to, because he didn't have too much to do with that other outfit when things were all laid out. This one here, he'll probably have to be right on the stick. I hadn't heard from anyone whether Lou had bought the lots and had started building the houses he was going to build. He'd probably... We'll have them finished. Let's see. I left there in July, August, July. I guess he'll have them finished before winter sets in. And old Larry got himself another car. Well, I guess that's the way to go. I wish I'd had a car when I was a kid. When I was his age, I was glad enough to have a bicycle. But I guess you can't compare his age to my age. And I was 14, yeah. I was glad to have a bronc to ride to school. Well, you do say Cindy and I are getting along fine. She's so nice to have around. And I'll bet Ruby was kind of put out when you said you couldn't go visit him on the cabin because of your dog. Everybody resents that old dog when they want you to go someplace and you don't want to go. I recall Dad acting up a little bit. But that's too bad. That's our little dog, and we love her. We think a lot of her, and she'll be a part of us as long as she's alive. And I hope she stays alive a good many years, if you don't fatten her up too much. And that's probably what's going to happen to me with my cholesterol count up to 245. So I better consider about going on a diet, because I'm getting fat too. But I guess I can still move around pretty good. I went out and I told you hit the tennis ball and got a good sweat up. Well, darling, this tape is running pretty short again on the number two, and I hope you enjoy them. I hope you enjoy my voice. And I just want to tell you again that I think you're the most wonderful woman in the world.